Howdy, everybody. This is Lou Crosby speaking. You know, it's pretty hard to give you a true picture of Lum and Abner in one or even a half dozen 15-minute episodes. Lum and Abner are not just a radio program that you can listen to, enjoy, and forget. They've become an institution, and their listeners have learned to look forward to their daily episodes like a visit with old friends. They share the joys and the sorrows of these old fellows as though they were a part of their own family. The old Jot 'em Down store, where millions of American people, from the children on up to the grandmothers and grandfathers, have gathered around the Crackle Barrel for years, has been temporarily closed. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner having just opened and are entering the front door of the store. Listen.
Granny's, it's musty in here.
Well, it's the first time it's been open for a long time, Lum. All during our vacation.
Yeah, it looks natural, though, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's good to be back.
Yeah. If we're going back on the radio, though, we better get busy and clean it up good. Get them shelves all straightened up nice and all.
Yeah. I don't know, Ever. I was thinking a while ago, I don't know where we ought to run the store again or not.
You mean change the program all up?
Well, me and you could be the same, but instead of running the store, why don't we try something else? Tell jokes or sing or something like that.
Oh, Lum, I wouldn't know what to do without the store. Gives us so much to talk about. Friends drop in and loaf, Grandpappy Spears and Squire Skimp and all of them. We can sit around here and find out everything that goes on in Pine Ridge.
Yeah, it's nice, but I just thought it might be better if we changed it up a little.
Man, I don't know, Lum. I'd miss the store here. See, by having people come in here, why, we was able to let everybody get to know the folks here in Pine Ridge. Our program every night was just sort of like a visit. Folks get interested in the goings-on here in Pine Ridge. Well, like when they had the oil boom here, and we started that circus, had the 6-day bicycle race, run the Matrimony Bureau, got out the Pine Ridge News.
Yeah.
Everybody seemed to take a side of interest when you nearly got married to Evelina.
Yeah, but I'd like to be a Shakespeare actor or something like that.
Well, I want to be in it, too. I don't know nothing about acting. I'd rather just run the store here and just let them tune in on us like they always done.
There ought to be something we can do. How would it be if I told stories over the radio?
Stories?
Yeah, like Huckleberry Finn and Robinson's Crusoe and such as that.
Who?
Robinson's Crusoe. Undoubtedly you hear to that.
No, I reckon not.
Don't you know he was shipwrecked on a desert island and he was the only one that was saved?
Well, I hadn't heard a thing about it.
Yeah, swam ashore and lived there all by himself till Friday come along.
Well, what day was it he landed?
What day?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't recollect you saying. What difference does it make?
Well, I was just trying to figure out how long he'd been there by himself. You said he was there by himself till Friday.
Till he found Friday. He seen a footprint in the sand, and he knowed it weren't hidden, so he knowed it was Friday's.
What in the world are you talking about?
About the book, Robinson's Crusoe.
Well, that's the craziest thing I ever heard of. Days in the week making footprints in the sand. Shipwreck out on an island in a desert.
I said on a desert island.
They don't have islands out on a desert.
I know they don't.
Well, how could he be shipwrecked then? Ain't no water out in the desert.
I never said he was shipwrecked in the desert. He was shipwrecked on a desert island. That's an island where nobody lives.
Where'd that footprint come from then? Said it weren't his'n. Said there weren't nobody living there but him. At Robinson's Crusoe's.
Well, there weren't nobody else there except Friday.
Where was he the rest of the week?
Where was who?
Whoever it is making them foot tracks on Friday.
What in the world are you talking about?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find out.
And you got yourself all mixed up. Robinson Crusoe's was on a boat, and the boat was wrecked.
Thought you said it was a ship.
I have a ship then.
Yeah, that's what you said the first time.
And when the ship was wrecked, he swam ashore onto this island where nobody lived, and then one day he seen a footprint.
Yeah, now right there. Now that's the part I'm talking about. There weren't nobody living there. How'd that footprint get there?
If you just hold your potatoes a minute, I'll tell you. He seen the footprints and knowed then that there was somebody else there, so he found him and named him Friday.
Well, what'd he name it?
I said he named him Friday.
I know, but what did he call him?
Friday.
You said what day it was, Lum, but what did he call the feller?
He called him Friday.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. You don't seem to know what I'm talking about, Lum. Now, what I want to know, well, I like, your name is Lum. Now, what is his name?
Who, Friday?
Oh, for goodness
sake. That's his name, Abner. I told you Robinson Crusoe called him Friday.
Well, Sister Simpson called me last Monday, but that ain't my name.
Well, that's his name anyway.
Monday?
No, Friday.
Well, it just looks like, Lum, that me and you is talking on two different things.
Well, you just ain't paying no attention. I ought to get you the book and make you read it.
Well, don't bother yourself. I might get as bad mixed up as you are.
I ain't mixed up. I'm beginning to recollect the whole thing now, sort of coming back to me.
Well, I never knowed nothing about the story, but I could tell you never had it just exactly right when you first started out there.
You see, this Robinson Crusoe lived there for a while by himself before he found the footprint in the sand. And then he never knowed who it belonged to for a long time.
Nobody wouldn't claim it, huh?
Well, he kept wondering to himself who it could be, and then one day he was wandering around by himself and got over on the first side of the island where he lived, and a bunch of cannibals had their boats pulled up there fixing to cook Friday.
Cook Friday?
Yeah, they was going to eat him.
Eat who?
Friday.
I wish you'd get that day out of your mind, Lum. I don't care whether they's cooking Friday or Saturday. I want to know what they was cooking.
They weren't cooking nothing. They fixing to cook Friday. That's the fella that made the footprint.
Go ahead.
And Robinson Crusoe fired a gun a couple of times and scared them all away.
Well?
That is, all but Friday.
Ah.
They all left, except this one fella that'd been going around making them tracks. Friday. And when Friday seen Robinson had saved his life, I put his foot on top of his head and told him from then on he could be king of the island.
I don't believe he could do it.
Don't believe he could do what?
Put his foot on top of his head.
He never put his foot on top of his own head. He put Robinson Crusoe's foot on top of his head.
On top of whose head?
On top of Friday's. Friday put Robinson's foot on top of his head.
Oh. Hey, Doggy, that's a pretty good trick at that, weren't it? How tall was Friday?
Oh, well, he weren't standing up when he done it. He was kneeling down.
Oh, well, law me, I could do that. Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Aye, Grannies, I give up.
And then what happened, Mom?
Nothing. Let it go. I found out one thing. I don't think that idea of telling stories on the radio is going to work. If I got everybody as mixed up as I have you, they never would know what I'm talking about. No, I believe we better just stick to the store business, Abner.
Well, good for us.
Come on, get that broom and that feather duster over there, and let's get this place cleaned up.
Well, we are inclined to agree with the old fellows. American radio isn't quite the same without the old Jot 'em Down store. Thank you, gentlemen. This is Lou Crosby speaking.